word. I had never imagined that I would be chained to that wall for so long. So I waited for them to come take me away one last time. I sat and asked for forgiveness, and I prayed for my children. I did not know how they were going to kill me. I just prayed that it would be quick and relatively painless. But what I had learned from my experience was that my captors enjoyed seeing their victims suffer. I braced for whatever was about to come my way. They had taken everything from me, humiliated me, and made me suffer. But they had not been successful in smothering my spirit. And perhaps in the end, that was what infuriated them the most. Little did I know that the coming evening would set off another chain of events far, far beyond my wildest imagination. That was typical of my stay in Hotel Hell. Everything that happened was surreal, as if the scriptwriter were a deranged, drugged madman who saw no boundaries in a world of lunacy. So I just sat there on the edge of darkness, waiting for the lights to be permanently turned off and to make my final exit from that stage. A pile of loose papers, yellowing with age, collecting dust, has sat in a corner